La Crosse County government is now controlled by a chairperson chosen by the county board with the help of an administrative coordinator. But changing times and the departure of Administrator Patrick Thompson may give supporters of an elected executive some momentum. One of those supporters is County Board Chair Steve Doyle. He says the county's top job is becoming more demanding and requires a strong point person to negotiate cooperative agreements with surrounding local governments. Doyle says an executive would be best suited.
Well, an administrative coordinator's job really is more of an internal type of a position, coordinating the different departments, balancing the budget. A county executive could better do that than a county chairman. I guess there's a couple reasons. One is time. A county board chair position is a part-time job. The second thing is accountability.
Doyle notes it's ironic he's La Crosse County's top elected official, even though he's ran unopposed in his district the last five elections. But critics of the executive idea say a top official needn't be elected to be accountable or effective. Outgoing Administrator Patrick Thompson.
Certainly when the school district, the University of Wisconsin-La Crosse, and WWTC are at the table, they have appointed administrators at the table. And these positions are appointed. They're not elected.
There are several ways a change to an executive government could be made. A binding referendum is widely seen as the best chance. The Greater La Crosse Area Chamber of Commerce is helping spearhead a petition drive that would put the question to voters April 1st. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.